From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Philip Phillips with Home, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show's producer, Heather Epps. If you'd like to request a home, we play a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show, please contact Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request and send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which takes place every August, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th, 2017, at the beautifully renovated Gilliard Center. Well, I hope everybody is hunkering down and is safe as we experience this stormy weather, and hope you can enjoy today's radio show as well. We'll be talking with Joe Ward and Charlie Ledford with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control, Claire Odell with Triton Stone Group, Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design, and Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. And my daughter Reese wanted to say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Joe Ward and Charlie Ledford with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. How you gentlemen doing?
Oh, doing great today. How you doing?
Good, good. Joe and Charlie, take a moment and tell everybody about Ledford's Termite and Pest Control.
Okay. Well, we are Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. My name is Joe Ward. I'm the pest control manager in the Charleston area. And Ledford's, they've been around for a long time, since 1975. We specialize in termite and pest control, commercial and residential. We offer pretty much everything from doing standard quarterly pest control to monthly, every other month, perimeter barrier treatments, interior inspections, interior crack and crevice treatments, just to kind of keep the home protected, whether you have a serious problem or you just want preventative. We're there to offer solutions for it.
So. Good deal. Joe, you're in charge of Ledford's, the pest control end of things at Ledford's, right?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
All right. And talk about some of the services that Ledford's offers in terms of pest control.
Okay. Well, definitely, if you live here in the Lowcountry and you've been here for a while, you realize that, and I kind of will make a joke and say this is the bug capital of the South, because there's anything from ants, spiders, mosquitoes, roaches, rodents. I mean, you name it, these things keep us busy. So And what we recently have started moving into is a lot of commercial work, because down in the Lowcountry, there's a lot of, especially in the Restaurant Association, there's a lot of things to do around here that will require a lot of service to be done. So, I mean, we do a lot of specialized service in flea treatments, especially being below sea level. A lot of areas, there's a lot of rodents running around, carry a lot of issues there. So we've been really busy with that over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So then just standard roaches, mosquito service, which has been a real big popular topic this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's.
And we're going from summer into fall. How does that change of season? What kind of advice do you have for homeowners as far as the pest control goes?
Right. So a lot of advice that I have, obviously during the summer, you can't walk outside your door without getting a bug in your face, a gnat, a mosquito, or something, or seeing some type of pest in the summertime. Once the temperature cools off, you start seeing less pest issues, but rodents start coming out and roaches start trying to come inside. But the most important part of which I try to tell every client that I speak to is that it's important to keep service around your house throughout the wintertime, because it keeps that constant residual placement around your home.
Mm-hmm.
So when the hot season comes back or spring and summer starts, you have protection already.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always that comfort that clients have of having, us on speed dial if something ever comes down.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you never know. I mean, let's face it, the wintertime in Charleston, you will have a day where it's going to be 75 degrees in December.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have a day where mosquitoes will come out, once it gets to that, those temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there to offer that. So I always try to say, don't ever lapse on service. Keep us coming out to do inspections. We do treatments, because there's always going to be a pest problem around your house at all times, because
mm-hmm.
they were here before we were, and they'll be here once we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Talk about specifically how the pest control works at Ledford's. Like when you go out to someone's house, what exactly will Ledford's do?
Well, first of all, what we like to do is assess the situation. Everyone calls with a different problem every time we talk to somebody. So what we'll do is we'll actually come in and we'll identify what's going on. Because whenever customers call us, they have their version of what's happening in their home, but they bring us in as a professional to explain to them the intensity of the issue and what we can do to fix it. So and what we're going to do is we're going to give them a plan that will help them get that job done. From whether it's going to be interior, exterior treatments. And one of the biggest things that clients love about what we do is we will not lock you into a contract on the pest control side, because we like to be flexible. So say, during the summertime, if you don't like to see bugs at all, if you have a real issue with them, you don't want to have any issues at all, then you get us out and we're going to come once a month while it's hot and while bugs are running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, we usually like to say, okay, well, maybe we can come every 3 months just to kind of keep the service going. And that allows us to work with our clients and to be more flexible on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, when I will walk into a customer's house, I will assess the problem. I will set them at ease to let them know whether, it's a serious issue or we can handle it relatively quickly. And then we will put together a plan that's personable to that particular home. And then we'll walk it out and basically get the job done.
What's the most serious problem, pest control problem you've experienced here in the Charleston area?
There's quite a few, and they're pretty much high on all levels. But mosquitoes have been really bad this summer. But fleas for the past 2 years have been really bad, and I don't know if that's just because there's more and more animals that are being chased out of their habitats as we start clearing more land and are making them run rampant more and bringing in, those problems in homes. But what I've seen just in the past 2 years, if fleas really become an issue when it comes to just residential homes, commercial business, and also you've got your pantry pests, which German roaches are in that category. And pretty much everybody at some point will experience that problem, because they are transported from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the cleanest house in the world, but someone will eventually bring them into your structure or into your place of business.
Mm-hmm.
So just from fleas, mosquitoes and roaches, that's been the biggest one for me.
Is a perimeter barrier treatment, is that adequate, or does Ledford's need to go inside the house as well?
Well, typically about 85% of a pest control service is done from the exterior because most pests come from the outside. That's why another thing we do is we will also, part of the assess process is I'll go around the exterior and I'll let customers know that, hey, if you need to keep shrubbery cut back at least 1 foot from your home. If you have a lot of plants and a lot of mulch and a lot of pine straw, then you want to keep that well maintained, because if you let the growth get out of control and it basically turns into a jungle around your house, it's leaving you open to a lot more conducive conditions when it comes to moisture, when it comes to a lot of shelter, and pests love that. So, perimeter barrier treatments are the base of what we do, and it's the first act of defense. Mm-hmm. So once if pests get past our barriers on the perimeter, then we like to have basically an interior treatment around, cracks and crevices, plumbing penetrations, things of that nature to combat, the inside part of it if they so get past our perimeter. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Charlie, let's talk about the termite and end of things. We have a lot of newcomers to the area. They may not have ever had any experience with termites, don't realize that they need to get a termite contract on the house that they're living in now here in the Charleston area. Why do they need to have termite protection for their home?
Well, it's like you said, they're definitely a problem here. And it's, mostly on the eastern side of South Carolina. As you go upstate, it's not quite as bad. But we deal with Formosans here is the main thing, and they colonies are really large and they spread fast. You definitely need to have one because the damage they can do can run you into thousands of dollars to fix. And a typical contract can run you about $250 to $300 a year. So it makes sense financially to do that usually. But it's good to have a termite contract because, if you get termites and you're treated, you're under contract with a termite company, they obviously will, warranty their work and fix the damage should you, incur termite damage.
Mm-hmm. And what's the worst situation you've seen with someone having termites in their home?
Well, we've seen from the teardowns, the just minor stuff. Yeah, I mean, it can get to the point where you can, tear down houses. I know of some houses right now that are, 5,000, 4,000 square foot, and they're, starting over.
So
it can get to that point. It's not something you see a lot, but it can certainly get there. The biggest thing is just don't let the companies get you real excited. A lot of guys will try to, sound like the world's coming to an end with it. And I mean, it certainly is a bad issue, but just get a good termite company to, come and get your home protected and you should be in good shape.
Are there any particular telltale signs that a homeowner should look for to know that they might have a termite infestation?
Yeah, one of the main things people see is they'll notice holes in the sheetrock, in particular around windows, door trim, stuff like that. But they'll leave like a little hole in the sheetrock, and there'll be dirt around that hole. And if you scrape the dirt off, the termites will come out the wall. So that's one of the primary ways for the homeowner to notice termite damage.
In the springtime too, when they what's the term that
the swarm?
The swarm. Yeah, they swarm.
Yeah,
sometimes you might see some of them inside
your
house.
Yeah, and they swarm a lot of times. It's nothing to it. Usually they're swarming from a tree, and they swarm around a window or something. They're attracted to light just like any other insect. So they usually swarm around windows because they swarm late in the evening. So when they swarm around your window, they're seeing the light inside the house. So that's where they usually come in. But now if you start seeing swarmers by the hundreds or thousands, that's pretty good indication you got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Ledford's termite and pest control?
Well, you can call us at our phone number, which is 766-8298. You can check out our website, which is ledfordspestcontrol.com, and there's a lot of good information on there to check us out.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Joe Ward and Charlie Ledford with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Claire Odell with Triton Stone Group. How are you doing, Claire?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Claire, take a moment and tell everybody about Triton Stone Group.
So we are a wholesale importer of natural stone. We have a big 50,000 square foot warehouse right off of Ashley Phosphate. But we're not just stone. We also have tile and backsplash. We have all types of, you know, faucets and sinks and shower systems, tubs, the whole, you know, we try to make it the one-stop shop, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. Triton Stone Group, you folks are fairly new to the Charleston area, but you folks are in a number of other markets besides Charleston, right?
We are. This is our ninth location. We have been open for 10 years. It is a family-owned company. And we had our first one in New Orleans, and we gradually just started to expand. We have two in Louisiana, we have two in Texas, two in North Carolina, one in Alabama, and one in Virginia, and now Charleston.
Well, that's great. Well, glad to have you. Congratulations on opening up here in Charleston. So Triton Stone Group, you folks are a wholesaler, so you're not the... And the difference between a stone wholesaler and a stone fabricator is what?
So we import in large quantities, marble, granite, quartzite, travertine, soapstone, onyx, you know, sandstone, all the types of natural stone. And we only sell to the fabricator. So the fabricator is the person who is going to cut and install everything for you in your kitchen or your bathroom. Mm-hmm. So we will work with you, and, you know, you'll come to our warehouse. We'll help you pick out the exact stone that you like. We'll even let you, like, go through the bunch and pick the favorite of the favorite. And then we will actually bring that stone to the fabricator, and then he will take it from there by measuring your kitchen or bathroom and cutting and installing.
Mm-hmm. And we always recommend at Charleston Home and Design Magazine visiting a wholesaler first to try to figure out what type of stone you might want in your kitchen or bathroom or other parts of the home, because you're able to look at the entire slabs, the big giant slabs. And how many slabs does Triton Stone Group have on hand at any given time?
So we have about a little over 1,000, this is just at our one location in Charleston. But we do have, like I said, the eight other locations about the same size. So if by chance we run out of something that you're interested in, we can bring in more of it from another location within, you know, a few days or to the week.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great choices.
And you will eventually be working with that fabricator who will be coming out to your house to take measurements, and they'll be the ones that will be cutting the stone to fit your countertops. But rather than going to the fabricator first and looking at small samples, we always recommend folks go to the wholesaler first to look at the full-size slabs and get an idea of what type of stone you might want, depending on the price and the location of your house and so forth, right?
Right. Yeah, so we'll have all the stones are labeled by color, and that's for the price range. It goes from yellow, orange, green, and then double green, and that's from low to high.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's really great to see the whole slab so that you can decide, you know, if you don't like this little spot in there, maybe the fabricator can cut out the sink right there. Or, you know, maybe he'll put it back in the corner and you can put your flour and sugar vases over it. You know, just like little details like that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of colors, what kinds of trends are you seeing? What kinds of stone and colors and so forth are you seeing people choose at Triton Stone Group?
So I'm seeing a lot of marble, a lot of white marble to be exact. We do have a really great selection because we are seeing that it's very popular here. You can go with the classic white Carrara or even Calcutta. We do have some pretty interesting looking ones, you know, some drama or some just clean, soft, mellow looking ones.
What do you mean by that, drama?
We have one that is almost like stark white, and it has these blue, dark charcoal like veins through it. It almost looks like a lightning strike. So, you know, like a little dramatic, or if you have like a super simple kitchen, you can put that in the island.
A lot of movement.
Right. A lot of movement.
Term they
exactly.
use a lot. Versus a standard color throughout the entire countertop.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll say granite will be, that's like the speckles that you'll see. And we have some granites that have a lot more movement in them. But granite is going to be a little more, you know, you'll see like the jagged specks and the spots. But then marble, it's going to have more of like a soft flow. And granite, typically, I know I have so many customers that come in and they're like, all right, we want a white granite. And it's almost impossible. God just didn't want to make those in the world. So that's when I kind of, you know, show customers the marble. And I know a lot of customers have a little pushback just because marble is more upkeep. So with the upkeep, you know, we definitely suggest to put sealers on it. And we do have some sealers, you know, to protect. And I would say for marble, for my home, if it were me, I would put it on once a year, you know, just to make myself feel comfortable. But there are different finishes as well and on the stone. So honed is going to be the best way to go, in my opinion, because you don't have to worry about the stone etching or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Polished is very pretty and shiny, but when you get something acidic on there, it can take off the polish.
Mm-hmm. So. And typically you would see marble in a bathroom rather than a kitchen, because kitchens... a lot more work going on. There might be a wine spill going on,
tomato juice, and
that can stain a marble, and mm-hmm. or it's a softer material than granite, so someone might be cutting a tomato or something on the countertop, and it could actually leave some etch marks in the
right.
marble versus the granite. Right,
that is correct. But I actually, you know, so a few years ago, it was almost never heard of people putting marble in their kitchens, but now it's the look that people want. So they're taking the chance and they're getting the white marble, and they are putting it in their kitchens. So that's why we stress to definitely seal it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And one big difference between Triton Stone Group and other wholesalers is you folks also sell, you're not just countertops, you folks sell tile to go with to create a beautiful backsplash and other parts, using tile in other parts of the house as well?
For sure. So one of the most convenient things for having the tile and the stone right next to each other is so that you can compare, you know, and see what backsplash you want to match with it, bring up the floor tile. Even we ask customers to bring their cabinets so that the cabinets can, you know, help you see the whole picture. You know, can do some mosaic behind the stove. I like a little inlay of it, a little, you know, or a shower feature, or even in the bathroom on the floor. And that's, you know, some of the options that you have. And I mean, the options are honestly, they're endless. But yeah, so we do sell a good bit of porcelain, ceramic, and we also have natural stone tile.
Mm-hmm.
And we do import some natural stone tile ourselves as well, so we will have that on hand at
mm-hmm.
all times.
And also some of the bathroom fixtures, the sinks and faucets and things like that.
Yep. So we do carry you know, the square or the oval bathroom sinks. You can get it in white or biscuit. We have 18 gauge, 16 gauge stainless steel sinks, all shapes and sizes. A lot of people are moving towards the single bowl versus the double, or the 60-40 is what we call it. We also carry Blanco, which is, they make a sill granite sink, so it's 93% granite composite. It does not stain, it does not scratch. It comes in 8 different colors. It's very, very quiet, and it is great because you can match it to the color of your countertop. So when you're looking in the kitchen, you see the countertop. You're not seeing a hole in your countertop to where the sink is.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, it is... it's a great privilege that anyone has to build a house, but it's an awful lot of work. It's very stressful, and you know, having a place like Triton Stone Group where you can make check several things off your list as far as the countertops and the tile and the plumbing fixtures, that's a great convenience for homeowners, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I mean it's great, and customers will come in, and you know, you make a really great relationship with them, and you see them 3 times a week, you know, and especially if they're building a home. And they'll work with the same sales rep the entire time because they know the full story and they know the look you're going with and they know, you know, how you work and how things work. You know, we'll work with your designer. You know, we'll put stuff on hold. We'll let you, you know, we'll hold it for your husband to come see it if he wants to come take a look. So we really like to work with the customer.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Triton Stone Group?
You can visit our website, tritonstone.com, and you will see all of the different locations on there. So you can click on the specific location that you're interested in, which here it would be Charleston. And then you can actually see our inventory, which is going to be all of the stone slabs that we have. You'll see our phone number, our address, and give us a call, and we'll really be happy to help.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Claire Odell with Triton Stone Group. Thanks so much, Claire.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. How you doing, Rutledge?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Rutledge, take a moment and tell everybody about Coralberry Cottage.
Coralberry Cottage is a furniture store with unique, custom, mostly craftsman-made furniture and home accessories, and we also offer interior design services.
Gotcha. And Coralberry Cottage, you folks have got a beautiful showroom in Mount Pleasant.
We do. We have 3,500 square feet in Mount Pleasant on the corner of Houston Northcutt and Coleman Boulevard.
Kind of paint a picture for our listeners. When someone walks into Coralberry Cottage in Mount Pleasant, what will they see?
So we have beautiful sofas and handmade wooden tables made by local craftsmen. We have slip-covered furniture. We specialize in painted wooden furniture. And we offer a lot of gifts and home accents to sort of perfect your look.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And if people are not interested in, they want something that's really unique, that they're not going to see at their neighbor's house down the street, that's something that Coralberry Cottage is known for?
Yes, we have several local craftsmen who can build, say you want a dining table that's exactly 7.5 feet by exactly 4 feet, which you would never find anywhere. It's a non-custom size. I mean, it's a non-standard size. We can have that built for you. We have done things like furnish a boat. We have
made, like a houseboat or something?
Yes, a Hinckley. If you know boats, Hinckley is a big deal. And they had some, it was pretty roomy for a boat, but there were some specific parameters. In particular, they needed custom upholstery, little tiny curtains for little tiny boat windows. And there's bunk beds called the crew quarters. The crew quarters needed special bedding made. So we have a local upholsterer who did everything to our specifications to make it really perfect.
Mm, interesting. And that's a small space that you'll find in the fall issue at Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Well, it's and that's a project that very custom. The property owner came to Coralberry Cottage and then you folks were able to help them out completely.
Right. They had said they'd been to every furniture store in town. They were just looking for a sofa. They walked in the door where we have a beautiful, huge white sectional, and they fell in love with it. It had some aqua trim, and so basically they got the biggest sofa that the boat could handle. And in talking to them, we realized they needed a lot of things to really customize the boat. And Hinckley's are known for having really beautiful wood, but all of that brown, warm wood tone is not in keeping with the current cool tone trend. So basically we were making everything light, airy, blue, you know, really nice textures. Everything is soft and pale, and it turned out really beautiful.
Very nice. Very nice. And then if people are just living in a regular old house, how can Coralberry Cottage help them?
Well, we are happy to come out to the house and see it and plan the whole design. Or people can come into the store and have complimentary design consultations at our store. They can bring their house plans. We have designed furniture, again, with our using our local craftsmen, so that, you know, if you wanted a very specific, banquettes are a big thing we do. You know, they have a specific dimensions of a dining room, and we can make a banquette that goes the whole entire wall, carved out a little bit for where the moldings are and all of that. We can really make it custom.
Hmm. That sounds great. And so Coralberry Cottage, you folks, obviously, you have interior design services, and a lot of people aren't used to working with an interior designer. They think that they should be able to do that all themselves. What do you say to those people who are missing out?
Well, some people visualize better or differently than other people. I think people that want to use an interior designer know that they are missing whatever chip it is that gives you that visualization power. Mm-hmm. And we can work with what you already have and add to it and create a cohesion. Whereas if you're going all over town to different stores and picking things out on your own, when you get them home, it's not going to look exactly right because you weren't working from a master plan necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So designers typically have a sense of color and a sense of scale and proportion because we do it more often than the average person, we see more things and we can see the big picture in a way that the average consumer can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always equate it to, and maybe this is not quite the right thing, but, if you go to the hairstylist and you come home and your husband says, oh, your hair looks beautiful, and you take the compliment like you did it yourself or something, that's how an interior designer can help. You'll end up getting all the compliments from your neighbors and from your family, but you wouldn't have had that same look in your house without working with an interior designer. And you can, and the folks at Coralberry Cottage, you folks have got a number of interior designers on staff that can help.
We do. And we won't, you don't have to give us credit. We won't tell.
Well, that's great. And what about the, we've got the holidays coming up. I always kind of think about, they seem like they're far off, but they're really not. And in the world of home furnishings and interior design, you really can never start too early to prepare for the holidays, right?
That is true. This is the time of year when people are thinking about having people over for Thanksgiving and needing a dining table, and you really do, it's almost too late for some dining tables right now, but we can still get you one, and we do have several on the floor as well. But people are also thinking about, sprucing up the guest room because they have family coming. So with a 6 to 8 week lead time for many furniture builders, you do have to think ahead mm-hmm. for those larger pieces to have them when you want them.
Mm-hmm. And Coralberry Cottage, you folks have got a holiday open house that you're planning?
We do. It will be Friday, December 9th. We're going to bust out the wine, and we'll have food. And we're going to have some of our special vendors there as well. It's with some extra merchandise that we don't normally carry. So the Goat Island Treasure Boxes, I know they're confirmed to be there. Probably a furniture vendor or two will be there as well. And we just want people to be able to come and relax and have a drink and shop.
Mm-hmm. Lots of nice small gift items for the home that people can purchase at Coralberry Cottage.
Yes, and we can do a nice little gift bag for you. And one of the big items that we're planning for, which there will be enough time to order if you come to the holiday party, are these beautiful personalized wooden cutting boards and slate cutting boards, and they basically use like a laser etching to personalize that. We currently have some beautiful ones with the Cooper River Bridge on them, and you could have your name, you could have any sort of image that you'd like. They would make great gifts.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, how can folks get more information about Coralberry Cottage?
Our Facebook page. We update our Facebook page frequently with photos, and CoralberryCottage.com has some of our beautiful photos of whole house designs that we've done that have been featured in this magazine also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're happy to answer any questions via email or on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to call, you can just reach out that way.
And your physical location for Coralberry Cottage?
976 Houston Northcutt Boulevard, Suite A, on the corner of Coleman and Houston Northcutt.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. Thanks, Rutledge. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing very well, Tim. How are you?
Doing fine. Jody, take a moment and tell everybody about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
We are a full-service architectural custom home design firm. We handle the process from conceptual all the way through to you being able to hand over a set of plans to a builder to be able to price out the project. We collaborate very closely with landscape architects, interior designers, engineers, surveyors, you know, soil consultants, the whole nine yards. Our goal for our clients is to be able to them come to us and say, I have land, and we walk them through the entire process so that when we are all wrapped up with the project, they're able to take it and hand it to a builder, and the builder can price it and get a permit on it. We do the same with renovations and additions as well. So we go in and we talk about the concept of what they're wanting to get out of it. We go through that entire process. We really do a lot of hand-holding, which is great for our clients because there are a lot of clients who've never designed and built a custom home or ever delved into a renovation or an addition. So I think that we bring a lot of value to the table in order to walk them through the entire process.
So Crosby Creations Home Design, you folks can help someone that is interested in building a new house from scratch, and then also someone that might be doing a large-scale remodel project or an addition. They can also call on Crosby Creations Home Designs to create a house plan for that as well.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. You nailed it on the head.
Got it. But Crosby Creations Home Designs, you folks are not architects, right?
No, we are not licensed architects. We are residential home designers is basically what we do. So the product is similar in the end. We do provide a lot less detail than architects do, but we focus very heavily on what the builder and their contractors would need in a set of plans in order to build a house with very few question marks in between.
There are a lot of paperwork involved in some of the neighborhoods where a person might be building a new house. A lot of plan reviews and things like that. Does Crosby Creations Home Design, can you folks help homeowners with that process as well?
Oh, absolutely. We work in a lot of neighborhoods that do have architectural review boards, and you know, if the client wants to handle it, that's not a problem either, but we can handle all of the submittals for them. And, you know, we do have neighborhoods around the Lowcountry that do require an architect to be involved on the project. And I've been very fortunate enough to contract with an architect. We're actually entered into a joint venture. So when we do get into those neighborhoods, he's heavily involved in the process so that we're adhering to, you know, those ARB guidelines in making sure that an architect is involved in the project. So we can handle that as well. So don't be discouraged if you're looking at property in a neighborhood that requires an architect, and you know, we can help with that as well.
Is it less expensive or more expensive to work with Crosby Creations Home Design versus hiring an architect?
I honestly don't know what architects charge. I have heard that sometimes
what do your clients tell you?
That we are, you know, the lesser
more
of
affordable.
The option, but architects also do a lot more than we do. They do a lot of specifications in which we don't. We're not going to tell you what type of flooring you need to put in. We're not going to pick out your garage doors and your window manufacturers and stuff like that. So, you know, architects definitely do earn their keep when it comes to the fee that they charge.
Absolutely. And this is not to discount the services of an architect. Architects typically have a lot more education, right?
Absolutely.
They have to, you know, get a master's degree typically, and they are required to, they are providing a lot more detail. But when it comes to building a house, a homeowner has a lot of options, and hiring a residential designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs, that's one of the options. They could hire an architect to draw the plans. They could download some house plans online, right?
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, the online would be the less expensive. We would be the second option. The architect would be, the more expensive option. But I do want to speak a little bit to experience, because that is a question that I get a lot of times. You know, why should I hire you versus an architect? What qualifies you to do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this industry for over 20 years in some facet. I've done physical labor. I've hung siding. I've laid shingles. I've, you know, done engineering stuff as far as, you know, CAD work. I've worked for surveyors. I've worked for construction companies. My husband and I built our house 8 years ago. So I have been in this industry. I worked for a track builder for 8 years and learned a lot. I had a great mentor there. And I have a lot of hands-on experience and a lot of training that I went through while I was with that particular company that I believe does qualify me for what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes I've heard builders say that on occasion they'll be looking at a set of plans from an architect and they're sort of scratching their head trying to figure out what the architect was thinking with regards to a particular way to construct a house. And there's lots of different ways to construct a house, and the more experience that the person that's drawing those house plans has, more hands-on experience, I think the more you're going to be able to help help make sure that the builder understands what you're hoping to accomplish with that house plan.
Oh, absolutely. We've been in business for almost 9 years, and we have designed a couple hundred custom houses. And, you know, not all of those go to fruition, but I would say we've probably got 150 houses on the ground
mm-hmm.
in the Low Country, you know, as of today, which is pretty awesome, you mm-hmm. know, being able to drive around and go, hey, that's a Crosby Creation. Hey,
right,
that's a
right.
Crosby Creation. That's pretty cool.
Well, you mentioned buying house plans online, and although that is an option, I definitely would not recommend it, only because sometimes what you're looking at on a computer screen is it looks great and you may love the look, but it may not work on your particular lot that you've bought to build on. And you were telling me right before the interview that there was a house that you that Crosby Creations Home Design designed all around a 39-inch live oak tree that was in the middle of the lot.
Yes, this was a very unique project. It's in Jacobs Point, Ravenel, and these clients actually had permission from the town of Hollywood, which is their jurisdiction, to remove this live oak because everybody basically thought it was an impossibility to put a house on this lot with this live oak. And I walked a lot with the clients, and I told them, I said, we can do this. We can definitely do this. Our first step is to get an arborist involved. We've got to get an arborist out here. He needs to assess the health of the tree, and he needs to come up with a plan, an action plan, as to how we're going to protect that beautiful tree, which was it's the most beautiful tree that they have in the entire subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to get an arborist involved very early on, because when you do have construction that is close to a grand tree, you want to be able to prepare it for the inevitable shock that it's going to endure during and after construction. So that tree has been very heavily cared for and will be for years to come to ensure the integrity not only of the tree, but it also the foundation of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went there last Friday and looked at it, and it was super cool to see the house. It's in framing right now, and it was just great to be able to see it, because my husband and I actually went out there one day before I had started designing the house, and we had to physically measure the vertical distance from the ground to the bottom of this very large leader line off of it, and I had to design the house to fit not only around the live oak but also under the live oak.
Interesting. I know that a lot of people take a lot of stock in reviews, and I understand Crosby Creations Home Designs, you folks have got over 90 reviews on Houzz.com website. That's H-O-U-Z-Z.
Yes, that is correct. We've been marketing with Houzz for maybe 3 or 4 years, and I believe in client satisfaction. It is my number one goal in my business plan. If my clients aren't happy, they're not going to refer me. And we actually have 91 five-star reviews on our Houzz profile. And it warms my heart. And my goal, because I have to set internal goals for myself, mm-hmm. and my goal is to get to 100 by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm really pushing for.
Good for you. Can maybe read a review for us?
Sure, I'd love to. This is from one of our Folly Beach projects. It says, very professional and prompt. The design and final were delivered when promised and more than suited our needs. Very courteous, and the work is great. Thanks, Jody.
That's awesome. Well, and you can read more of those reviews on the Houzz.com website. That's H-O-U-Z-Z. And just search Crosby Creations Home Designs. And depending on what has been the longest that a homeowner has had to wait for a set of house plans from Crosby Creations Home Designs when you folks have been at your busiest?
Sometimes clients get pushed off a month just to get a meeting. And some of them go elsewhere, and some of them really want to work with us, and they wait. Mm-hmm. Average wait time is about 2 weeks when we're at our, you know, we're fairly busy, but we're not, you know, slammed to the wall with work with a huge backlog. And right now we're actually in a great position because we have no wait time. Mm-hmm. We are, I guess we're getting more proficient at what we do. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe. So we have work on the board right now. You know, we're doing custom home designs. We're doing renovations. We've signed half a dozen contracts in the last 3 weeks. But Matt Kozlarik is my employee, and he and I work hand in hand. He does a lot of renovation stuff. I do a lot of the custom design. And he and I have switched over programs. As of January, we are on Revit full 3D capacity for this program, which has actually made our jobs much easier and has allowed us to be more efficient at what we do. Mm-hmm. So right now we are taking on new clients. We are able to book appointments based on the client's schedule. So mm-hmm. If they want to meet on Friday, give me a call. And, you know, if we don't have anything on the books, we'll meet with you on Friday. It's not a problem. We're getting things turned around a lot quicker. Typical turnaround time, I'd say 6 months ago, was, you know, 12 weeks or more for a set of, you know, for a custom house design. Right now, I feel very confident that we could turn it out in half that time, you know, maybe about a 6 week. And always that depends on the timely feedback of the clients as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is a great time to contact Crosby Creations Home Design, because there's a little bit of a lull, and they're happy to take your project right now and get started with it. And you're running a special on Charleston Home and Design Magazine's weekly savings club, right?
That is correct. We are running the special through the end of October, and you will get a 10% discount. If you mention Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you will get a 10% discount off of custom home design, which we charge $2 per heated square foot. So we'll just break it down very simply. If you have a 3,000 square foot house that you want to design, that is a $600 savings. $600 can go a long way for upgrades or some interior decorating. On our renovation edition, we are actually offering free consultations. We typically charge $100 to $200 for a consultation to come to your home and walk through what you want to do, see if it's viable. And so we're doing, if you mentioned Charleston Home and Design Magazine there, we will give you free consultation on renovation and additions as well.
Okay, great. And how can folks learn more about Crosby Creations Home Design?
You may call me, Jody, directly at 843-514-7354, or you can visit us on the web at crosby-creations.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jay Vaughk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great today, Tim. Yourself?
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
We provide kitchen and bath cabinetry for all over the Lowcountry.
Gotcha.
Pretty much a custom shop that offers both full custom capabilities as down to prefab as well.
Mm-hmm. So Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you folks provide all the beautiful cabinetry that can go into a kitchen or a bathroom. Is it just for new construction or also remodeling?
It's about 50-50 with our business. We do more than kitchens and baths. We do built-ins, we do TV areas, wet bars, butler pantries, outdoor kitchens. So, you know, as far as new construction versus remodel, it's probably 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something I'm not sure everyone always thinks about is when you're looking at some of the other areas of your home that Classic Kitchens of Charleston might be able to help you out, like the built-ins that go around a fireplace on either side, the left and the right-hand side. That's something Classic Kitchens could help with?
Absolutely. And closets as well.
Closets, maybe a home office.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, sometimes there, I guess that the term is the drop zone, where the kids usually drop all their bags and stuff walking in the door. Classic Kitchens could provide some cabinetry and hooks and stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah, the mud room entry area.
But primarily where Classic Kitchens of Charleston helps people is in the kitchen and also in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, that's the lion's share of our business, without a doubt. The kitchen is something we do, you know, close to 100 a year, if not more. And, you know, we've people come in with their design or their interior designer will have an idea and then we'll help guide you, you know, to the best form of mm-hmm. the kitchen and the space that you have there if it's a remodel. And then we can show you on our computer CAD program exactly what the kitchen's going to look like from all different perspectives, different colors, different, you know, appliance ideas. If you want to put the fridge here, the fridge there. So you get a really accurate representation of what it's going to look like.
What if they don't have a plan? Can Classic Kitchens of Charleston help with that?
Without a doubt. I've got myself and two designers that will help you, you know, formulate your dream kitchen.
That's great. That's great. I understand Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you folks provided all of the cabinetry in that beautiful new condominium, the Tides, which people see right at the base of the Ravenel Bridge on the Mount Pleasant side?
Yep, as you're driving over the bridge, it's the newest brick building on the left-hand side of the bridge if you're coming into Mount Pleasant. And there were 54 high-end luxury condominium spaces there. And we also did the owner's retreat. So really 55 kitchens, and each unit had two, if not three, baths. So it was a real big project for us.
Wow, congratulations on being chosen for that. That's an honor.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and we're just wrapping it up now. We've had about 5 months on site putting all those kitchens in.
What brand of cabinetry did Classic Kitchens of Charleston put in those condos at the Tides?
We used Medallion cabinetry. They're made out of Minnesota, and they are, again, probably 60% of what we do is the Medallion cabinet.
Is that a semi-custom?
It is a semi-custom. You know, you can take that cabinet, you can paint it whatever color you want. They've got probably 30, 40 different door styles to choose from. You can make it any depth, width, height, shape, so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw some photographs in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine for the Tides, and it was a shaker style door front, right?
That was it. I'd say probably 90% of the Tides units did the shaker door in a white. There were several units, maybe five or six, that were different colors, door styles. Some were inset. You know, most of them were the full overlay, though, mm-hmm. shaker.
And, you know, these are kind of standard things now for most cabinetry if you're buying new. But they have the nice slow close hinges on the cabinet doors and the drawers.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it has primarily everything we do is going to have a soft close door and drawer.
And that's something I know it's becoming more standard. But for anyone who's never experienced that, that is just... It's so once you go to close a cabinet door with that slow close hinge. It's different from anything you've ever experienced. You'll end up going to visit your mom at Christmas or something and close the cabinet and it'll just slam and you'll go, oh gosh, that's not like what I have at home.
Yeah, it's a real nice feature. Actually, one of the new trends that's coming out now is the trash can that pulls out and where you open it with your foot. So you don't even, so if your hands are full of trash, you basically, it's like the lift gate on a car.
Oh, that's
nice. That you operate with your foot.
That's a nice item. And is that like a something that's powered? Or
it is, yes.
Okay.
So you wave your foot under it, and it pulls the drawer out, and then when you're done, you just give it a little nudge, and it goes back in.
Gotcha. And speaking of trends, what kinds of, are people still choosing a lot of the whites and the grays as far as colors for cabinetry?
The cooler colors are definitely still in. We are actually seeing a push towards a textured wood, which would be a real light color or a gray or a whitewashed wood that you can actually take your hand and run across there, like a quarter sawn oak. So you see the grain below the paint, and it just gives it another dimension.
Nice, very nice. And besides semi-custom, you had mentioned at the beginning of the interview a prefab type cabinet?
A prefab cabinet, which we do a lot of in, say, a garage over apartment behind a house. If it's a new construction, a lot of times there'll be an additional, you know, a rental unit per se on top of a garage detached. And a lot of people, you know, splurge in the kitchen and then they buy very inexpensive cabinetry for that area. And so we have a cabinet company called Wolf Cabinetry, and it is prefab. There's no changing the colors. There's no changing the box sizes, but it usually works perfectly fine for these type of applications.
And, you know, I'm at one of the big box home improvement stores, I do notice some of the prefab cabinetry that they have in the back, and you know, I see people buying that, and is this kind of in the same sort of
close? This still does have the soft close door and drawer, so it is probably a tick up from.
So it's a higher quality.
Yeah.
And I would guess you do get what you pay for. So
you do.
If you wanted to get a little better quality, you could call Classic Kitchens of Charleston rather than going to one of the big box stores.
Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
If you Google us, you'll find our house page and you'll see our portfolio. We are in the midst of modifying our website. We just moved almost directly across the street from where we were. We were at 826 Coleman Boulevard next to Spectrum Paints, and we have now moved in with Domain Interiors and Taylor Burke Home across the street where the old Zen Rug Gallery was. It's 767 Coleman, which is in the same building as the 6 Mile Antique.
Gotcha. So Classic Kitchens of Charleston has moved across the street, across Coleman Boulevard and Mount Pleasant, and right next to, in the old Zen Rug Gallery, and you're right next to the six mile Antique store.
That's correct, 6 Mile Antique and Subway Sandwich Shop.
And Subway, yeah, that's kind of a landmark in Mount Pleasant. And then you're sharing that space with Domain Interiors?
Domain Interiors, Diamond Construction, Taylor Burke Home, who's a furniture designer. The idea is to create a space where designers can come in with their customers, spread all the fabrics around, look at the soft goods, look at the hard goods like cabinetry and countertops, and make it almost more of a one-stop shop. And the name of the place is Mount Pleasant Design Center.
That's great. Okay, well, congratulations on that move. We've been talking with Jay Vaughk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Thanks, Jay.
All right, great. Thank you. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show.
To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.